Philly district attorney trades one illegal sentence for another, by Shaka Boonham. Philadelphia district attorney Seth Williams finally released his juvenile resentencing protocol in compliance with the United States Supreme Court rulings in Miller v. Alabama and Montgomery v. Louisiana. D.A. Seth Williams has stated, "We are going to use the new sentencing structure applied retroactively." As his office began to resentence child offenders serving illegal life without parole sentences. On June 3, 2016, the District Attorney's Office released a step-by-step overview detailing the process that will be used to review the sentence of approximately 340 child lifer cases. There, the DAO stated in court, the DAO will recommend a new sentence using the Commonwealth's current sentencing statute 1102 as its guide. The DAO then resentenced Philadelphians Tyrone Jones and Henry Smolarski, two child offenders who were serving life without parole sentences, to a new sentence of 35 years to life imprisonment. It appears that DA Seth Williams has traded one illegal sentence of child life without parole for another illegal sentence of child life with parole. Under Pennsylvania law, there is the 1102 murder statute, which sentencing terms for first and second degree murder is mandatory life without parole only. And there is the 1102.1 murder statute for child offenders enacted as law in 2012 after the Miller decision, which sentencing terms fall between 20 and 35 years to life imprisonment and is not retroactive to child lifers whose convictions were final before June 25, 2012, when the 1102.1 was passed into law. Moreover, the parole law 6137A1 prohibits parole for prisoners sentenced to life imprisonment, except for child offenders sentenced under 1102.1, which again, the 1102.1 does not have retroactive effect for child lifers whose convictions were final before 2012. D.A. Seth Williams is being very deceitful in his stated position on resentencing child offenders sentenced to life without parole, especially when considering the fact that the 1102 and the 1102.1 murder statutes are separate laws enacted decades apart. Not to mention that the 1102.1 simply doesn't retroactively apply to the vast majority of Philly's 340 child lifers. The DAO could not retroactively apply the 1102.1 to those child lifers back in 2012 when the legislature enacted the law in response to Miller, and can't retroactively apply the 1102.1 in 2016 by now using it as a guide for a new sentencing structure. If the 1102.1 was unlawful to apply then, it's unlawful to apply now, even as a sentencing guide. Besides, only the legislature can create a new sentencing structure. What we have here is the classic politician speaking with a forked tongue. That politician is Philly DA Snake Williams. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Boonham. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.